Before we get started, I want to make sure that you're planning to join us for our Etch Family Ministry Conference. Last year's event was sold out, and we're already filling up for 2017. So don't wait. Lock in your rates today as the early bird rates end on May 31st. We're lining up an incredible group of speakers, including pastors Dr. Eric Mason, Robbie Gallaty, Angie Smith, and Lifeway's own Eric Geiger. Bring the key leaders from your kids, student, family, and next-gen teams to learn, engage with each other, and lead together with a consistency and continuity that families in your church need. More details and registration information are available online at etchconference.com. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Kids Ministry 101 podcast. We are talking today about Easter, and that's an exciting thing for us to be discussing. I am your host, Chuck Peters, and I am joined by two fantastic guests today, Jeff Land, who heads up our Bible Studies for Life Kids publishing team. Hi, Jeff.
Hello.
And Brian Dembozik, who comes from our Gospel Project for Kids pub team. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, so guys, let's talk Easter. So it's the season, right? I noticed the other day that my grass wants to be mowed, even though it's like the end of February, beginning of March.
Or my onions want to be mowed.
I refuse to mow the grass in February. What's the deal? But the flowers are coming up and things are happening already. It's like Easter's in the air.
Right.
So for us as in kids ministry, Easter's a huge day, right? And when you rank the holidays, it's like Christmas and Easter, where we know we're going to have a ton of families. We know we're going to have a ton of visitors. And we don't want to wait until the last minute to be ready for Easter.
It is like our Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. It is what so much of the year just centers on this. And what happens in this time frame is so critical.
Yeah. And it's true, right? Because, I mean, we do think Christmas and Easter. Mm-hmm. But really, without Easter, Christmas would not really be anything, right?
That's right. And I always think about, like, it's interesting at my church, and I know a lot of churches, we have this huge influx of kids at Easter. And unfortunately, at our church, we have very little parking. So Easter is that Sunday where you have all these kids at church, but we don't have Sunday school. So one of the things that I like to plan ahead for is to just make sure that those Easter lessons that we have in our leader guides, we actually do those maybe a week ahead, or, you know, try to get those in so that the kids get that Easter lesson. And then also try to think about some ways that you can include kids in the Easter service at your church.
Yeah, great. What does the Easter service look like at your church, Brian?
We still have our kids' time, our kids' Bible study time ahead of time. So we're able to do an Easter focus session on that. And then we just have regular worship, of course, as well.
And now a lot of people might look at Easter as more than 1 week, right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of the whole Easter season. Mm-hmm. Jeff, in a bit, we're going to talk some about Easter Advent.
Sure.
But as you look at Easter as a kids pastor, for those who may be new, planning their first Easter maybe, or early on in their ministry, mm-hmm. what kind of a block of time might you look at Easter as being?
Well, you know, it can change every year, but for definitely we talk about the triumphal entry is, you know, that start of Easter week, Holy Week. But this year with Bible Studies for Life, what we've done is actually we started this past Sunday talking about Easter and preparing. We started with baby Jesus going to visit Simeon and Anna, and we're going to travel through his life up until Easter. And so that's going to be a fun time that kids will be able to really see all that Jesus embodied throughout his life in a short amount of time.
Yeah.
And I think that's critical because sometimes we can focus so much energy on our guests on Easter Sunday itself, which we need to do, of course. We need to be aware that we have people who are going to be there that Sunday who we may not see again the rest of the year.
Yeah.
And we need to make sure that we clearly articulate the gospel that Sunday. But I think the danger is sometimes we forget about the kids who are regular attendees who are growing in their understanding of the gospel. And this gives us a perfect opportunity to really take a little bit more time frame over the weeks around Easter and drive this home really for them. So my answer to your question a minute ago was to think of the season of Easter, not just that one specific Sunday. And I think as a kids leader to think, what are we going to bring our kids into that Easter Sunday and come out of it as well? And so this Easter falling right in the middle of April in a 5-Sunday month gives us the perfect opportunity to do that.
And one thing that I thought about when you were talking, just, you know, remember the groups of kids. A lot of times people start coming back to church right before Easter, so it doesn't look like they're just coming on Easter Sunday. And so if they're not a traditionally churched family, think about how this customer wrote me one time and said, you did Christ's crucifixion on one Sunday and you did his resurrection on the next Sunday. And that to me, you know, there's a lot to cover in that time. But what she was saying is that these kids who aren't going to come back the next Sunday, they missed that Jesus came back.
They mean,
all they got
story
was that Jesus died. So think about your congregation and think about the kids that you have in your church and how much of the story you need to cover beforehand.
Yeah, and that's significant, right? Because on the one hand, we need to see Easter as a series of weeks where we can build to it, and we need to think about how we follow up after Easter, because some of those families may come back one more time, or we have an opportunity to add them to our mailing list or a call list or pay them a visit. But we also need to remember some of them will only be there one week, and whichever week that is, they really need the full story. So there's a little bit of pressure, but a fantastic opportunity, right, in the kids'
space. Oh, it's a huge opportunity.
Well, we have, you both have some new resources that you are offering to churches to help them. And so I want to talk a little bit, Jeff, with you about the Easter devotional guide that you've put together. It's a free resource. Tell us what that is.
Well, this is the second year that we've done this, but starting for the Sunday before Easter, which we call the Triumphal Entry Sunday, you know, that we're going to have a devotional guide that will go through every day that week and cover different portions of that last week, those last few days of Jesus's life. And so every devotion is gospel-centered, clearly, and we provide an opportunity for some questions and some follow-up with your family. And it's a free download. It'll be available on kidsministry101.com and available on March 18th. And so you can download it then, and you can print it and have it to, you can distribute it, you can email it. So just feel free to use it and let your parents start having those conversations at their houses, because we really want to empower parents to be able to tell their kids about Christ.
And so that's a downloadable, printable. You can attach it to your email, your newsletter, put it on your church's website, share it however you like, as broadly as you can to help serve families. Fantastic. Now, there are some coloring pages, too, that are popular.
Yes. Also on kidsministry101.com, we did some Jesus is Alive coloring pages. Just they cover, again, that last few days of Jesus's life. And they're just a good opportunity to have out in your sanctuary or have out maybe in your foyer during the Christmas season. I think about it. When I was on church staff, one of the things that would drive me crazy is when maybe a staff member or someone just sort of expected me to do childcare. And I always was under the mindset that I always wanted kids to learn about Christ while we were at church.
Yes.
And so during this season, your drama team and your worship team is getting ready for their Easter presentations. And so you might get called at the last minute and said, hey, can you provide childcare tonight?
Yeah.
And really, maybe you could use those coloring pages and tell some stories about Easter. And the Easter story is pretty graphic, and many pastors share that graphic nature of Christ's crucifixion. And so for your younger kids, you might want to just have those coloring pages out so that they can be coloring during the service and maybe not concentrate so much on the blood and the goriness of Christ's death.
Yeah. And in Bible Studies for Life Kids, the curriculum is organized in a way that it's very narrowly targeted based on the age of the child. So it's age-appropriate learning. So it's appropriate that you talk about that.
We introduce the crucifixion to children for sure, because that is a huge tenet of our faith.
Yes.
When my wife and I were first married, this kid came over to our house. He was a neighbor, and he looked on our wall. We had a bunch of crosses, and he said, why do you have all those T's on your wall? And we were just shocked. We were like, how could he not know about the crucifixion? And so it became very important to me, you know, like, we're going to always tell kids about the crucifixion, but we don't tell them everything. Yes. We don't have to go into how horrible it was starting with a 3-year-old.
Yes.
But we can introduce them to that concept.
and absolutely bringing them to the historical reality of the resurrection.
Right.
Boom. He is alive.
Right.
I feel like I should say he's risen.
Yeah. He's risen indeed.
Thanks, Jeff. Fantastic resources, guys, that if you have not seen the Easter devotional guide, it was really well received last year. And we're thrilled to that Jeff and his team were able to provide that again. Kidsministry101.com.
Yes, the new URL. That's, I'm sure that people know about it. I just found out about it. So
for all things training and equipping,
to find now.
That's
Kidsministry101.com.
Right. It is the home of our blog. It's the home of this podcast. It's the home of training videos and downloads that you can find. And it's where you can find the Easter
guide. All of our products.
Great. Brian, tell us what's happening in the Gospel Project for Kids in regard to Easter resources. You have a new Easter bundle.
We do. We have a new bundle. It is called the Big Picture Easter Bundle, and it is a collection of several different sessions from the Gospel Project that we have compiled together in a 5-session bundle. Now, here's the thing. This is not for churches that are presently using the Gospel Project. All these sessions will appear in the Gospel Project at different points. There are 2 sessions in the Easter sessions in the spring content for people who use the Gospel Project. This is really a resource for churches who do not, but who are looking for some kind of Easter content that is going to be gospel-centered to use during the month of April.
And we know there are a lot of churches out there who may not be currently using a quarterly ongoing curriculum, who
exactly.
use short-term resources. This would be a great time to try the Gospel Project.
Or there are some who they are using something ongoing, but they want to step out of it for whatever reason and spend more time camped out on the Easter story that may be in their content. So we just thought it would be a good idea for us to put this together as a bundle for churches in that context. And what you would get is you would get 5 different sessions for each week in April. For preschool and grade school kids. So you could cover basically your entire kids ministry after babies and toddlers, older than that, and point them to the gospel, point them to the Easter story every week during April in one cohesive kind of package that really helps to do what we were saying a minute ago. It really gives a broader perspective of Easter and really helps those kids, especially the ones who will be there several weeks during that month, to see the beauty and the depth of this critical story.
Yeah.
Not just the one Sunday where they hear about the crucifixion and resurrection, but that they hear why was the triumphal entry that Jeff mentioned, how does that tie together with the crucifixion and resurrection? Why was that important? How about the Passover supper that Jesus had with the disciples? That's another critical part of that final week. And so there's a session on that. And then 2 sessions after, it's really great with Easter being in that middle Sunday this month, because it just breaks out beautifully for 2 sessions going into the Easter story itself, and then 2 coming out where we have 2 of his resurrection appearances. And those are critical because it gives us the confidence that our faith is true.
Yes.
Because we have these eyewitness testimonies to the risen Christ. Mm. And so we really believe that this is a great resource for churches to check out to use during the month of April. And we hope it's a resource that's very affordable. It's $75 digital download for all 5 weeks of content, including Bible story videos and printable activity pages and cards, leader guides, of course, and it's scalable. You can print as many items as you need. So if you have a ministry of 5 kids or a ministry of 500 kids, that one purchase would cover your entire ministry for that month of April.
Mm. And then tell us a bit about follow-up resources. So if you do have that family who's there for that 1 week or a little bit, what resources are included that you would send home with kids?
Yeah, that's great. This comes from the DNA of the Gospel Project. So we have built a lot of that into the Gospel Project itself, because as Jeff said, we all value at Lifeway Kids, we value that relationship of equipping parents in the home. And so in this bundle on the activity pages, for example, that the kids would have in class during that time, there are family discussion starter ideas and activity ideas that parents can use to have follow-up conversations. The cards that are available have some content as well. And so these are just different ways either to equip your parents to continue pouring into their kids, or again, we got to remember we have so many guests who are not believers attending in this season. Mm. It's something that those parents can look at and for them prayerfully to understand the gospel and trust in Christ.
Mm. Brian, tell us quickly, where can we go to find out more information about the Easter, the big picture Easter bundle, and about the Gospel Project in general?
Yeah, this is an easy one. It's thegospelproject.com/Easter. So if you go there, it will actually redirect you to a page on lifeway.com, but it's much easier to find thegospelproject.com/Easter, and that's how you can access the big picture Easter bundle. And then everything else, gospelproject.com. That's how you can learn about the Gospel Project itself.
Great. And Jeff, you've already mentioned kidsministry101.com,
right,
which is where you'll find all of our equipping resources, including the Easter devotional. Where do we find out more about Bible Studies for Life Kids?
Go to BibleStudiesForLife.com/kids.
Easy enough. Well, thank you guys. I appreciate your time to come and talk with us. And as we all anticipate Easter, it's exciting to know that we have these great resources available. So listeners, I'd encourage you to please go check out that Easter devotional guide. It's free. Pass it out with your parents. Expose them to the content that we have coming out of our Bible Studies for Life Kids team as you help those families prepare their hearts and minds for Easter. And check out that Gospel Project, the Big Picture Easter Bundle from the Gospel Project team. And we'd love to invite you to check out those resources. As always, thank you for listening. And we'll see you next time back here on the Kids Ministry 101 podcast. Well, that'll do it for today's episode. We hope you'll join us again next week right here on the Kids Ministry 101 podcast.